In Venezuela, supporters of opposition leader Leopoldo López have celebrated his release from a military prison after 3 years. López has now been put under house arrest. Venezuela's Supreme Court says he was granted the humanitarian measure. The 46-year-old leader, who had been jailed since 2014, is suffering from health problems. He was handed a nearly 14-year sentence for inciting violence during anti-government protests in 2014 that left three people dead in the capital, Caracas. Meanwhile, Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro appeared in a nationwide televised program in which he backed the Supreme Court's decision, expressing hope that the move would lead to national reconciliation. Press TV's Jesus Silva told us that López's release established expectations that Maduro's government and the opposition might work for reconciliation.
Right now in Venezuela, there is expectation of reconciliation, and some people say that probably this measure can represent a big opportunity for the government and the opposition to get along, to have peace talks, peace conversations, and to put an end to the violence that is going on in the streets these days. After 3 months of violent clashes, the opposition says that they have obtained a triumph by obtaining the release of Leopoldo López, or at least this measure of house arrest. And on the other hand, the people from the government supporters claim that this is evidence of separation of powers in Venezuela between the executive branch and the judiciary. Well, the opposition has presented several requests, not only the liberation of all political prisoners, but also humanitarian aid that should be received from overseas. In this context, the government has not satisfied those requests so far.